As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Part-Time Pomp and Joe. I wish Pomp was here for this interview, City Limits, but
Me too.
Duty calls elsewhere, I think. It's Dan Marino on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, otherwise known as Larry Richards' brother-in-law. I imagine a lot of people want to talk about that, Dan. Yes? And how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
We're doing well. And of course, Larry works right next door to us here. So we've become good friends over the years.
Good, good. Watch out. He might steal some of your stuff.
I'm always on the lookout when Larry is around.
Look, for the lookout. He is the best, man. I love that guy. He is the best brother-in-law you could ever have.
He is a great guy. Awesome. I took a golf trip with him and almost accidentally killed him last year, Dan. I hit a ball that never should have come anywhere near him, and it flew over his head. So you almost lost him.
Well, don't do that again.
Are you a good golfer?
Good people. Yeah, I'm decent. I'm decent. I'm probably like a 7 or 8 handicap, something like that. So I'm okay. When I got it going right, I'm okay.
Who's the best ex-NFL quarterback golfer that you've ever played with?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. It's probably, let's see, it's like Billy Joe Tolliver, or Elway was always really good. Those kind of guys. Yeah,
I would imagine.
John Brody, you remember way back, Brody always used to win those. He used to win those tournaments we had, the celebrity thing. He'd win them all the time. John was badass.
Yeah, and Mark Rippon I saw play a couple times, and he was
Rippon
really
too,
good.
Yes, you're bringing it up. Yeah, you're bringing it up more than I am. Yeah, Mark Rippon was a really good player. Yeah, the Chief. We call him the Chief.
So what is your connection, Dan? Because we got hooked up today by Joey from the Joe Moore camp, the late, great Joe Moore offensive line coach at Pitt and elsewhere, and this happens every year. And by the way, CNX, Nick Deulis is the platinum sponsor again. 170 kids coming in from seven different states. What's your connection?
Well, my connection, first of all, is Pitt and then Joey Diven. And Joe Moore was our offensive line coach at Pittsburgh years ago. God bless his soul. He's passed away. But he's considered like the best offensive line coach that ever lived, right? And I was there at Pitt with him. My dad went to school at Shenley High School when he was there. And he was a special person, very good. He affected a lot of young offensive linemen in his life and also guys that became professionals. Russ Grimm, Jimbo Covert, Frelick, Mark May, Jim Sweeney, all those guys were, obviously they were great. They kept me off the ground big time. So I love Joe not only for the person, that Joe was, but also that offensive line coach that can keep your quarterback clean, man, that was pretty special. And having those guys around me was special too.
Man, I bet with an offensive line like that. Dan Marino on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. However, we also mentioned before you came on, Dan, that it doesn't hurt the offensive line when your quarterback has the quickest release probably in the history of the league. And I remember when you went into the Hall of Fame, I went back to see if anybody was still living on your old street there in Parkview Avenue.
Parkview Avenue, yeah.
In the shadows. And there were some old timers there, and they told me, and you told me at the time as well, about, I wanted to sort of go back, like, where did that release develop? And you said the only one who gets credit, because there's always a lot of people who want to take some, is my dad, you said. Tell us about that. Yep. How did that come to be?
True. Yeah. No, well, thank you. Yeah. Well, I mean, he was, you know, my dad was the best. He awesome. He was always around. He was my young, you know, when I was young, he was my coach. And he just had a knack for understanding what you need to do athletically. I mean, he never played in college or anything. He played in high school. I think he was a tight end in high school. And just he had a knack for knowing what you need to do. And as far as body work's concerned and all the things that you do when you're throwing a football. And he always talked about having a quick release, you know, getting it up and out. And the whole body being compact in a pocket in an area, like almost like a boxer. And he used to make me jump rope. Like from the time I was like 8 years old, he gave me a leather jump rope. Mm. And he's like, get your feet right. You know? And that's, that really helped so much. If I had to tell some young kids right now what to do if they have ambitions of being a quarterback or offensive lineman too, because they need great feet too, is get a jump rope and start enjoying that part of it, because it'll make a big difference. And not like just a regular jump rope, like a leather, like real boxing kind of jump rope.
I love that. I remember, actually, one of your old neighbors saying Danny was it the garage? There was some room in your house where you were constantly yeah. jump roping, right?
Oh, yeah, it was on a patio. It was like a deck, but it was, yeah, there wasn't much room there. But, yeah, I would do that all the time. Yeah, it was one of my parts of my workouts. But, but it's exciting, I think, for, like, Joey Diven, who runs the camp, and Russ Grimm has been there every year, consistent, and Jimbo and the guys, you know, that go are amazing. And I would say if you have a young kid and they have talent to be an offensive lineman, give them a jump rope, but also if they can get there and just be around these guys for a little while, it is pretty special, because they've been very successful in their lives. They know their stuff.
Absolutely. Dan Marino on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. What was life like there, Dan? It's not the same anymore. It seemed like you guys would play at, was it Frazier Field, which is now Dan Marino Field, just go off and play all day, right?
you're absolutely right. In the neighborhood, you know, the neighborhood was very competitive, and, you know, I'm blessed to have the field named after me, but a lot of guys played softball, baseball, football. I mean, that's where we kind of grew up playing ball, right down there at the end of Parkview and Dawson Street on Frazier Street. And it's a pretty cool spot. I love, you know, I always try when I go back with my kids and stuff, try to drive by and show them some of the neighborhood. And, that was always awesome.
Would you recommend also to younger athletes to play a lot of different sports? Cause it's harder these days with travel sports. Everybody wants their kid, and coaches want these kids to play one sport year round. Do you think multiple is good for people?
Personally, we didn't have like travel stuff. So, you know, I didn't ever experience that. So it was like you're playing baseball, you're playing football, you play basketball, all that's in season, whenever it is, you know, all that stuff. And then, so to me, I mean, I would look at what my kid is good at and try to do the best you can to get him involved as much as you can in all other sports.
Yeah.
But also kind of get a handle on what he's really good at. And then as time goes on, maybe move into that area.
Dan, as the Steelers, there are no OTAs right now. Everybody sure. waiting on Aaron Rodgers. Do you think this will be worth it if it happens?
Well, if it happens, I mean, I still think Aaron has some game. You know, he does. And he can throw it as good as anybody that ever has thrown the football. And, you know, if his mind's into it and he's ready to go and that works, I mean, I don't think it would be an issue, you know, with the Steelers. But, you know, you got to have someone that really wants to play there, and he's, you know, getting older. So I don't know what his mindset is, but he does still have talent.
Limits, I wouldn't dream of leaving you out of this conversation. Go ahead.
Dan, I'm really curious because right around your era, it was you, it was Jim Kelly, Montana a little bit before, and obviously Joe Namath leading up to it. What do you think it is about this area, especially during that era, that produced such great quarterbacks? What was in the water?
Wow, yeah, I get that question a lot, you know, and it's you missed out on Montana, too. Joe was around. From that area. Yeah. And I don't know if it's in the water. I think it's in the people, really, is what it is. The competition, the people, the work ethic, all the things, you know, during that time that we had, you know, parents that cared and things that, you know, competition each and every day, pretty much, that makes a difference. And especially those quarterbacks, I mean, yes. And then it could also be the Iron City beer. You could always put it that way, too.
I like that answer.
I don't know.
It couldn't have hurt anyway.
No, it didn't hurt. No, not at all.
I bet you've never had this question either, but I am curious. Is when people see you and you're very recognizable, are they as liable to ask you about Ace Ventura as they are about your football career?
Right. So it's about an age group, right? That's a good question. So guys that are like 30, mid-30s, whatever, yeah, they'll know about my football career, but they ask me about Ace Ventura, which, you know, it was a big deal. It was something that was fun. You know, I always tell people I made Jim Carrey a star. So that's my biggest thing. And besides being an NFL quarterback and playing at Pitt and all those things, but making Jim Carrey a star for Ace Ventura, yeah, that made my career.
Well, this guy right here, Austin Bechtold, looks like Jim Carrey. He looks like Ace Ventura from that movie. What was it like to work with Jim Carrey when he was at the height of his powers?
Well, I mean, it was interesting because, you know, he was a little bit all over the place he was, what do they call it, like a character actor, kind of, you know, where you're always like who you're going to be in the movie. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it was a little different when you go have lunch and he's still acting like he's Ace Ventura, you know? I mean, he did that all the time. But it was fun. It was a great experience. And, you know, we had a lot of other Dolphin guys involved and in the movie. And he was... you know what? He was great. And I haven't seen him since that movie. It's been like 30 years or whatever it is. I haven't talked to him or seen him since then, but it was a great experience. It's great that it's, you know, it did the things that it did. At first I didn't think it was going to be very good, but it turned out something, you know?
It was a great movie. I thought, Dan, I grew up in Buffalo, so I remember going to the games and watching you battle the Bills. What memories do you have of that rivalry? It was just incredible when it was Dolphins week.
Sure. Well, first of all, I feel sorry for you, but other than that, on the Buffalo. No, Buffalo.
It ain't good, I know.
People, man. No, Buffalo has great people, man. They're always, I mean, I've gone up to Jim Kelly's tournament for years and going to Buffalo. They always like treat me great and they're good people. And that was always tough going in there and playing in Buffalo. Especially the years when they were rolling, when they were going to those four Super Bowls, because I felt like we had some teams that actually could have went to a Super Bowl, but we had to get through Buffalo, and we couldn't do it. We never could do it. And so we had some talented teams that could compete with them, but not get to the point where we get to the Super Bowl. And Jim Kelly's my man. I love him. He's awesome, man. He's the best. He's the best in the world.
Yeah, what a story. He's a tough dude, man. So let me ask you this, Dan, and then we'll let you go. You have one game to save the world. Who's other than you? Who would you choose at quarterback?
Are you kidding me?
That's a great question.
I know it's not Billy Joe Tolliver, even though he's a good golfer.
It's not Billy Joe. Yeah, maybe it's Joe Namath. How's that?
Ooh.
Joe's in there. But I mean, there's so many great players. You know, if you look at the current guys now, you know, it would be Patrick Mahomes, obviously, Tom Brady, or guys, these guys that are putting up, doing the things they've done. So you always got to give them credit for what, you know, they did. But I always go back to, all like Montana, Elway, Jim Kelly, those guys. Like, that's my era because I love those guys.
Well, but what
about? There's no chance to have, you can't just pick one guy for that.
What if it was Joe Namath? Was he a hero of yours? Ron Cook, who I used to work with here, he that was his childhood hero. Did you have one?
Well, I mean, the Steelers, all the Steelers, yeah.
Yeah.
But then, and Joe Namath, I loved him because he was like the young age quarterback back then, where he had the long hair and he had all that stuff. Sorry, I got the damn thing on. The long hair, the white shoes, fur coat, all that kind of stuff was special. And when I was a young kid, I enjoyed that. And he always had a nice throwing motion that kind of was close to, you know, what I used to do or replicate.
Mm.
So, love Joe.
Dan, we appreciate the time. This was great. We'll say hello to Larry Richard.
Oh, say hello to him. And don't forget Joe Moore's camp, June 7th and 8th. West Allegheny, right? You guys got all that information. Russ Grimm's going to be there, a Hall of Famer. I think Jimbo Covert, all the linemen that Joe worked with through the years. And if you got a young, you know, a young player that's a possible offensive lineman, man, you should go to that camp because those guys know what they're talking about.
Well said. There can't be a better one in the whole country. Thank you, Dan.
You got it. All right, man. You guys be good. Tell Larry I said hi.
We will.
All right, peace, man.
Bye. Take care, Dan. That was unbelievable. I don't know what I take from that. Like, the number one take, is it Billy Joe Tolliver is the best golfing quarterback he's been around?
I think
along
it's
with Mark Rippon?
That he still gets recognized for Ace Ventura.
That was fantastic. We have to, if he comes in to visit Larry, we have to get a picture of you in an Ace Ventura getup with your hair the way it is some days, and Dan Marino. They won't know the difference. How about the fact he hasn't seen Jim Carrey since that movie?
That's surprising. That
very.
They wouldn't just run into each other at a function or at a Super Bowl or something like that.
Can you imagine going to, you've seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
It's an all-time classic. Can you imagine going to lunch with Jim Carrey and just having him be in character?
No.
No,
I could not imagine that. No.
Out at Fridays or something? It would be incredible.
TGI Fridays.
Let's continue to recap this interview, Limits. What stood out to you? I remember talking to his dad, who they called Big Dan over on Parkview Avenue, about that release because, you know, whatever the sport, whatever the great player, there's a lot of times something about that player that stood out from the rest. And with Dan Marino, it was unquestionably that sort of rattlesnake release. It was just like, boom, and the ball was out. And his dad told me the philosophy was simple. Hold the ball in front of you rather than bringing it all the way around. Just pick it up and throw it. And as he explained, he said, it's hard to do when you're little. Most kids just wind up like they're throwing a baseball. You can throw it harder that way, he said, but it's not how hard you throw it. It's how fast you get it there. And you just heard Dan explain that. That is awesome stuff. And I remember being on Parkview. It was 2008. So, and there may still be some old timers, but there were, you know, people in their late 70s, 80s, still there.
Still there.
In the shadows of the Cathedral of Learning and the old steel mill over there. That's where it all happened. And yeah, somebody told me we'd always hear Danny jumping rope, he said, on his patio. I think you should take up jumping rope, Limits, for your wiffle ball team.
I think I should. I'm not very good at jumping rope, but I've done it in the past.
I got a question. I got a question in the mailbag today about your wiffle ball obsession.
And really?
I said, one could view it as borderline tragic, but I don't think it is. I think it makes Limits part of who he is.
Another borderline tragic. Joe,
no,
borderline
I
tragic?
I said, one could view it that way. But it's part of what makes Limits so lovable and who he is. Because this guy, I'm sure you saw it on Twitter, he was ripping you for this, and I wasn't going to do that.
I actually didn't see it, no.
No?
And I don't really want to see it.
Neither do I when people rip me on Twitter. But they were worried, I think, about your wiffle ball obsession. What stood out about the Marino interview to you?
Well, definitely the Ace Ventura part, and that he thinks Aaron Rodgers still has some left in the tank, Joe.
Yeah, but he made it a point to say if he's still interested, right?
And is he?
Doesn't really seem he said like he it. Can throw it as good as anybody. If his mind's into it, if your mind is into it and you're ready to go, you got to have someone who really wants to play.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From one Pittsburgh football legend to another, Dan Marino was our guest in the last segment, and now we go to Brian Batko. And I am told, Brian, that you claim to be related to Dan Marino. Is that right?
It's not a claim. It's a fact. Yes.
Hmm. Could you elaborate on that for a moment?
Yeah. I mean, like a lot of Pittsburgh families, my grandfather was one of, I think, like 7, 8, 9 siblings. So my paternal grandfather was the brother of Dan Marino's grandmother.
What?
So we're like, I guess, third cousins technically, or second cousins once removed. I don't know. I'm not a genealogy family tree expert, but something like that.
Have you been to family parties together, family reunions and such?
No, I mean, with that many siblings, you know, we didn't really keep in touch. But one time when I was probably like 4 or 5 or 6, a school friend of mine's dad took me and my buddy Scott to like an autograph signing. And I mentioned it to him there and he smiled. And I think that was the first and last time we ever interacted. So
that's incredible, actually, that you're related to Dan Marino. Congratulations on all your success is what I would say.
But I get to see a couple other relatives much more often. And that would, of course, be Larry Richard and Cale Berger.
Of course. Yes, they've come up already today during the Dan Marino interview. At least Larry did. Good. Perhaps Cale will come up next time. There's some news here, or maybe not. Brian, and Brian Bacco writes for the Post-Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It now, according to reports, the Steelers are not expected to trade for Jonnu Smith, if they ever were the Dolphins' tight end. But factually, Gabe Davis, the receiver, is visiting Wednesday with the Steelers. I'm sorry, Thursday. No. What is this?
It's very Wednesday. Confusing the way that it was
says
worded.
Davis is scheduled to travel to Pittsburgh on Wednesday to visit with the Steelers on Thursday. What is he going to sleep over? What's happening
here? Who cares?
Here,
is Adam Schefter telling us to go to the airport?
Visits. It's like one of those pre-draft visits. The guys come in the night before to get a good night's sleep at one of these hotels down here, and then they report to the facility in the morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, although it's obviously a little bit different for a veteran than a rookie.
Do they go to dinner that night, Brian?
Yeah, does the team treat them to dinner, or are they on their own? Does he go to dinner with Tomlin, like a draft prospect?
No, I think the dinners are more for when Tomlin's in your city at your pro day, and then that's where he'll take you out to his favorite spot that he's come to love in Blacksburg or Tuscaloosa or Athens or Knoxville, and that's what they do there. But no, I think the pre-draft visits and then I guess the veteran free agent visits, it's probably more of a light lunch at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex.
Speaking of those Tomlin draft dinners, we've asked a lot of people this, and you're the perfect guy. If you're one of the draft prospects, do you go all out that night and get the surf and turf with, you know, $50 worth of drinks and dessert, or do you want to be really conscientious and of the Steelers' budget? Which way do you go, Brian?
Like most things in life, I'm trying to find the right balance, if that's me there, Joe. I'm definitely not doing the first thing because I think you're going to come off as kind of a diva or maybe even just someone with bad nutrition and bad eating habits. That's not what you want to do in a job interview for a football team.
Yeah, that's
you
the other thing.
You also don't want to be timid. That actually might be worse. If you're the timid guy,
right,
who's like, oh, I'm just going to get the pot stickers, no entree for me, just the water's fine. I think Mike Tomlin's looking at you sideways
so
if you're that guy. And he's like, you can't play for me.
So do I. Well, what do you think of these two little nuggets here? The Jonnu Smith thing, no longer interested, apparently, and Gabe Davis visiting.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Jonnu thing was maybe as simple as his people put word out there that, yeah, the Dolphins said you can look around if you want. And the Arthur Smith connection is a logical one. Maybe he told Omar Khan, let's see what it would take. And they kicked the tires, as you do, routine NFL GM business. And, you know, maybe they were very far apart in terms of the compensation that would be required to make such a deal. Gabe Davis makes a lot more sense to me because of the relative strength of the tight end room versus the relative strength of the receiver room. And I think, you know, somebody like this would have made a lot more sense than Robert Woods from the jump. But, you know, they signed Woods right after the draft, and Davis is kind of dragging out his process a little after getting cut by the Jaguars. I think he's taken a visit or two already and, you know, left without a deal. So it's kind of like they were going to have Mike Williams in for a visit around this time last offseason, didn't end up making it here. They had Kyle Juszczyk, I think, in for a visit earlier this offseason, and nothing materialized there. So could just be, another fact-finding mission or due diligence. But I think this one's got a little more smoke to it because it's a player who makes more sense for them.
Yeah, when I look at his career and I've seen him a lot of his career with the Bills, he seemed to me to be a Josh Allen creation, but even with one of the two or three most dynamic quarterbacks in the game, he never hit 50 catches in a game. He had the dropsies from time to time. Then he goes to Jacksonville and is just horrendous on a free agent deal. Don't count me among those supportive of a Gabe Davis signing. Brian, how about you?
Well, if he's cheap enough, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I think Jacksonville handed out a lot of bad contracts to players, especially receivers, him being one of them. Christian Kirk is kind of an all-time, what were you guys thinking, paying that guy that money? It kind of screwed up the receiver market for the whole league when they did that. So I think he could be miscast a little by all of that. I think he could be a decent number two. And, you know, this team, the way the receiver depth chart's constructed, kind of like last year, in that if DK Metcalf does have to miss a game, I mean, who else are you running out there as an outside receiver? I mean, Ben Skowronek's a big guy, but he's more of the do the dirty work and block and make tough catches. There's nobody else to really stretch the field. It's certainly not going to be Robert Woods at this stage of his career. Gabe Davis checks another huge box, Joe. He lit up Pitt twice in college, and we love how we know how the Steelers seem to gravitate toward those guys.
Absolutely. Well, what's the big story today at OTAs? I'm trying to avoid any mention of Aaron Rodgers just for today because there's clearly nothing happening. So what's the big story over there today?
I honestly don't really know if there is one. I think we'd be manufacturing one if I tried to come up with it. You know, I think there's some interest around Cole Holcomb and, you know, what can he be this season? Because it's sort of easy to forget how well he was playing in 23. And how much it looked like he was a pretty good find by Omar Khan and company to solidify that inside linebacker group. And then, of course, the really gruesome leg injury for him. I think it was against the Titans. So, you know, he missed all of last season, of course, but they kept him around on the roster. And now he's going to try to scratch and claw to have some sort of role. So maybe he'll talk today and give us a little update on how he's feeling. Is he back to 100%? Is he the same player he was before? And if so, where does he fit in with Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson since acquired in his absence?
Limits, the mere thought of leaving you out of this conversation saddens me to no end.
The idea that I'm on your mind constantly makes me very happy about myself. Brian, wide receiver-wise again, why wouldn't they bring in Amari Cooper first before Gabe Davis? Like, is the Gabe Davis fit better in your mind than someone like Cooper or Keenan Allen?
Yeah, I think it could be because I think he's got a little bit more size and maybe he can run a little more than those guys at this stage of their careers. So, you know, he was the big play guy. I'll always remember the 97-yarder in Buffalo happened right in front of us in the press box. Well, I should say the beginning of the play, I think, happened right in front of us because 97 yards later, he was all the way at the other end of the field in the other end zone against those Steelers. So that's what he is when he's at his best. And I think that is sort of the piece that's missing from this receiving core. You know, Calvin Austin can be a straight line speed guy, and I guess we'll see what Roman Wilson has, but that to me is maybe why a Gabe Davis could make sense. But there's also just so many unknowns in this group overall beyond DK Metcalf that I wouldn't begrudge you limits if you said no, they need a technician, a route runner who can get open quickly, especially if Aaron Rodgers wants to get the ball out quickly. So it is kind of, they've got a lot of question marks, to put it kindly, about the receiver position.
Brian, I never thought this could be possible, but the nickname the Batconian Mongoose has caught up with at least a couple people. Is that what you texted me the other day, that somebody flagged you down?
Yeah. I told you about the guy at my kid's school as we were getting a cup of coffee, said it, and I kind of just rudely ignored him. But then he touched base with me the next week, and he was like, hey, that was me. Sorry. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I should have acknowledged you when you dropped that. And then literally Thursday, I'm driving home from covering OTAs on East Carson Street. And it's not like right next to the facility that it was someone who would know me or vice versa. But I'm on East Carson in the south side, and some guy standing at the crosswalk yells out, Batconian Mongoose. And before I really had time to process it, I just kind of like gave him a hand wave. So I continue to kind of disrespect these adoring fans. So if that guy's listening, again, I'm sorry, but you're appreciated.
I mean, this could actually work for you in the end, no? Your Q rating could soar.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the more, as mild as possible Pittsburgh local celebrity moments as I've ever had. So that was pretty special.
Brian, this just shows the impact and the power that Joe Starkey has on the populace here. You know, he talks about the populace and how the populace is full of pump supporters. How about Joe? He needs to pat himself on the back. The nicknames, they stick.
Yeah, and this one, you know, I was literally just driving in my car, so, you know, I guess the guy kind of saw through the windows, and I guess my face is getting out there in conjunction with the Mongoose moniker, so it's nice how that's all aligning.
Thank you, Brian. Tell everybody we said hello.
I will. See you guys.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
See ya, man. That's the Batconian Mongoose, Brian Batko. That one I didn't think would take off. I haven't used it that much. It has a certain ring to it, but I didn't think that people would pick up on that. Did you, Limits?
Well, I think it's just because mongoose is such a infrequently used word.
Yeah. Kabali was known as mongoose for a while.
What does a mongoose look like?
I don't know.
Mongoose. Animal, it says. Thank you. A mongoose, it kind of looks like a squirrel, but it's not a squirrel. The family has two subfamilies of, well, animals I can't pronounce.
Of mongoose.
They are native to Southern Europe, Africa, and Asia, where the Mungotinae comprises 11 species native to Africa.
Thank you, Limits. I have a surprise for you.
What is that?
Our t-shirts are on the way inside the NBA.
Oh!
The last show was the other night. Yeah. I immediately ordered t-shirts.
Thank you so much.
You and I are getting inside the NBA t-shirts. It says right here, they texted me that it's on the way to the house today. Tomorrow, we may unveil our new Inside the NBA t-shirts.
Well, Joe, I found myself in a black hole yesterday where somebody tweeted out, what's your favorite at NBA on TNT inside the NBA moment.
Yeah.
And I probably watched an hour worth of clips of just random parts of inside the
NBA. Such a great show.
When Chuck is just saying the weirdest things. When Kenny and Shaq raced to the board and Shaq was all tied up and tripped and fell. Or when the Jet pushed Shaq into the Christmas tree when they did a Christmas broadcast.
How about when Shaq left the set right in the middle? He was like me. He left the set right in the middle to hit the bathroom.
The bathroom.
Just got up and walked away. That was recent.
I did see that one, yes.
It's just fun. It's what sports is. Here's what sports is supposed to be. Like sports analysis for me is a combination of fun and opinionated. Isn't that what we do with our friends?
Yeah, like, all the time.
For our whole lives from the time we're little? I used to film a Bills postgame show back when we used camcorders at Bob Neusall's house. Me and him.
Would watch it? Just you and Bob Neusall?
Nobody, probably. His then girlfriend and now wife, Mary, would film us just analyzing the game with tons of opinions and having fun. That's what we do, Limits, isn't it?
It's all about fun, Joe. That's where it starts and where it ultimately should end. There's a lot of red tape involved in it as well, but it's a huge part of it. You got to have fun with what you do. And I think we have a really fun show and we have a lot of fun doing it. And thankfully, that's a lot of the feedback that I hear from people when I see people out and they recognize me. It's pretty cool.
Well, there's one guy out there who's doing something that I think is pretty groundbreaking right now. And that is Pablo Torre. You know him from Around the Horn, sometimes PTI.
Pablo Torre Finds Out is his podcast.
That's what I'm talking about, is he's the first person I've ever heard combine investigative journalism with entertainment on the podcast. Those two things normally don't go together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's a really fun listen. And he's also breaking stories. Like, he's been the person on this Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson situation that has evolved at North Carolina. He's the guy reporting on that.
And they're not happy with him.
I know.
Jordan Hudson, not pleased.
Neither, apparently, is Bill Simmons, who ripped him. And
Bill Simmons ripped ESPN, too, for taking Inside the NBA. He thinks that they're going to ruin the show, put too many restraints on it.
Probably. Yeah, he's probably right, but I really enjoyed it. I was listening the other day to the Jordan Hudson Belichick talk, and also to the story of the running back from Youngstown, whose name I forget now, who turned out to be Sherman Smith's son. Sherman Smith, the old running backs coach. I think he was here for a little bit, but he was definitely in Seattle and college and stuff like that. He went looking for his birth father, this running back did. And it turned out to be Sherman Smith. The story's already been on ESPN. And the story there is they're both from Youngstown. This kid wound up working on a staff in Seattle with Sherman Smith. Sherman Smith recruited him, I think, to USC or maybe Miami of Ohio. I can't remember where. So he had already crossed paths with this guy many times in his life, right?
Yeah.
And then come to find out at the end, when he went to go find his birth parents, that's his birth father.
What a remarkable story.
I mean, it was mind-blowing.
So he didn't know that, but did his birth father know that and just never told him?
Sherman Smith is his birth father.
Oh.
That's the story. The kid from Youngstown got recruited by Sherman Smith.
Oh, my gosh.
Worked on the same staff as Sherman Smith. And Pete Carroll in Seattle would joke around like, man, you guys have the same mannerisms. What's up? What's going on here? And then this dude found his birth mother, and she told him, he's like, well, who's my dad? Do you have a name? And she says, Sherman Smith. He's like, oh, my God. I know that guy pretty well.
Did Sherman know?
He did not. He
wow.
did not.
So neither than
so
them.
That's where the story picks up.
What
is
an
it
incredible
Sarah
story.
Spain? Sarah Spain wrote that story. And now it's a book, I believe. It's one of the most incredible stories I've ever seen in my life, sports or not. But anyway, she was on Pablo's podcast, and it was great. It was just great stuff. All right, Limits, tell us what we have next.
Joe, we have a wonderful guest that has joined us before, and he will join us at the top of the hour. It's Dan Fisher, the head coach of Pitt Volleyball. So Pitt is, they're hosting at PPG Paints Arena, the State Farm Women's College Volleyball Showcase, August 31st and September 1st. Pitt will be there. TCU will be there. Arizona State will be there. Penn State will be there. And Pitt is really looking forward to this, and Dan's going to join us to talk a little bit more about what's going to be going on in the festivities. It's the first time since 2019 that Pitt is going to play at PPG Paints Arena.
I love it. Oh, the first time at PPG Paints Arena. Yes.
Yeah, since 2019.
I was thinking of Pete. Right. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I bet you're going to get a good crowd for that.
I was actually at the 2019 championships NCAA tournament. The Final Four was held in Pittsburgh, and I was there for the championship.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
Limits.
It was really cool.
I bet.
So Dan joins us next.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.